I want to invite you to come to our Pastor's Dialogue. We are reviving this time together so that we may sit together and share what the Lord has put on our hearts. You see, for me, it's very important that we develop unity and consistency along with harmony. The Pastor's Dialogue is designed to inspire you, to give you new ideas, to reach a generation that heretofore you may have assumed is not reachable. We're going to encourage you on how to move your church forward. We're going to talk about the importance of a vision statement. We're going to talk about how to move your church to the next level of church growth and development. Now, I've been pastoring for over 30 years. 30 years of serving God as pastor of one church. I have some things to share with you. Believe me, many of the roads that you are about to enter, I've already walked down those roads, and by the grace of God, I'm able to help you.
Pastor's Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314.
So I want to invite you to come and spend the day with me, and we are going to have an exciting time learning how to put the joy back into pastoring. God bless you.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
In 3 John, 2nd verse, we're talking about the life of the Christian, and I want to pull a lot of things together to move us into the dimension of God. Now, I realize that I'm up against a lot of old thinking and a lot of Pentecostal error. For so many years, as African Americans, for so many years, our bondage was generational and it was verbal. We assume failure is our lot. We wear it as a badge of honor. Child, I'm broke again. I tell you, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. But if we go back to the beginning, to the book of Genesis, where everything starts, you'll see that God puts man in an idyllic setting. The Garden of Eden. Now, not only in the Garden of Eden, but let's just take the Garden of Eden. Geographically, the Garden of Eden. It had everything that the man needed to survive. And it possessed those materials that enabled them to expand. Now, I need you to think with me for a moment. Think with me for a moment. We understand that there are some evolutional truths that we have to contend with. Truths such as the plant life in the early times absorbs the energy from the sun, and as time progresses, those plants and all of those things, they go into the ground and they die and they create forms of energy. But no plants created diamonds and gold and rubies. God did that. Now, I need you to see now, okay? This is where we got to break out. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, there's a passage there that I find to be appropriate for what we're doing. And it starts at verse 12. In Matthew's gospel, there's the presentation of chapter 4. There's the presentation of Jesus encountering the devil, who challenges him on the three areas of pride of life, lust of the flesh, and lust of the eye. Because John, in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, that's all he said your sins consist of. Pride of life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. That's it. All right? So in Matthew's gospel, chapter 4, that's what Satan tempts Jesus with. Pride of life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. That's all sin is. One of those three areas. Now, after Jesus finishes with the devil, the scripture says in verse 12, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee because he realized after you do battle with the devil, then your ministry starts. It does not start until you do battle with the devil. Jesus was anointed when he was baptized. The baptism represents obedience. You can't be baptized, can't be anointed until you obey. Then after the baptism, he encounters the warfare. The warfare comes because you are equipped to make a change for the kingdom. Then after the warfare, he is now going into Galilee to do the work. Why? Because God doesn't send untried people to do the work. So don't say, oh, well, God called me into the ministry, God called me into the pastorate, and you haven't encountered anything. No, you have to encounter first so that you don't go in your own strength. Now, once he hears this, he says he left Nazareth, came and dwelt in Capernaum, and while he's there, we know that while he's there, he's teaching, because that's all Jesus did. And so notice this, it says, then Isaiah speaks a prophecy, verse 14, and he says that in verse 16, the people that sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, life is sprung up. Now, we know he's not talking about a literal light because they've seen the sunlight every day of their ability to understand. So what light's he talking about? Well, let's put some pieces together. Jesus is now in Capernaum teaching. He is exposing them to the principles of the kingdom. He is exposing them to the truths of John's anointed message. And the Bible says the people who sat in darkness, mental darkness, spiritual darkness, were now being flooded with a light. What was the light? Possibility. In other words, I don't have to stay this way anymore. Jesus came to move me back to the Genesis concept of God has all provision for you. Now, we have spent over 400 years plus learning how to be defeated and accepting defeat in our everyday life. You're with me, 7:30? Okay. Now, this text here in Matthew, when you read it in the Greek, it's almost as if the writer suggests that the people who sat in darkness saw a blinding light. In other words, the truth was so revelatory that they couldn't grasp it. Now listen carefully, because I can only say this here. Jesus did not just come to die on a cross and save you. Hear me. Hear me. The death on the cross was the entry point to kingdom life that we could not live until we were saved. Now listen carefully. If my salvational life is the direct opposite of my sinful life, my salvational life is a 180 degree turn, direct opposite of my sinful life, then the truths that he gives me must be the direct opposite of my physical life. Watch. What comes with sin? Sickness. What did Jesus die for? He died for our sins, right? So if he died for our sins, then he must have taken care of our sickness. He can't leave you saved and sick, because that's removing part of it. What else comes with sin? Poverty. So when he died, he must have died to move you out of poverty. He couldn't leave you in poverty and say you're saved. But you've accepted the poverty. The 21st century Christian accepts the poverty by saying, God don't make everybody rich. God doesn't make everybody successful. God doesn't. No. So in other words, here's a parent that has two or three children. All right? The youngest child's named Eric. Okay? So, and the second child's named Eric. And the first child's named Eric. So here's a parent who was wise enough to name all their children Eric, just like George Foreman named all his George. So that parent is extremely wealthy. Extremely wealthy. That parent says, Eric 1, I want you to be rich and successful. Eric 2, I don't want that for you. Eric 3, well, you just make it as you go. What kind of parent is that? The wrong kind, not a good one. So why do we think God has that mindset? Look at everybody in that Bible. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, David. And David was a murderer, and God made him wealthy. Solomon asks for wisdom to lead God's people, and God gave him all the money he could have. Why do you think that God wants you to be poor? Why do you think that? You don't. It's your cultural upbringing. It is your assessment that since the world has robbed me of my physical riches, then that's what God wants for me. Throughout the Christian world, preachers are saying, and I hear them on radio all the time, and I prayed about it, and that's why God told me to go into 3 John and really pour in over that passage. And we started talking about it in Wednesday Bible study because many of us are going to miss the fullness of our walk with God because we've established in our mind that God doesn't want me to be a certain way.
If you believe God,
for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?